4:30.
Okay, all of being in order, everybody's here. Public comment, there's none. Any questions or comments on minutes? None, so they're approved.
Approved.
Second, done. E1, internal operation committee bylaws.
Yes, the last internal committee meeting, we changed the bylaws to reflect our meeting date change, and the board had been well aware of that for about a month or more, but there was also brought up that the committee should only be comprised of two board members. Well, there is a section in the bylaws that indicate that you must have received and read the proposed bylaw change at least 1 week in advance. That wasn't complied with, so we're doing that now. You've had this for over a week, and so now it's up for your vote and approval to change the bylaws to make it comprised of just the two board members.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
You make the motion.
I'll move approval.
And I second it, and I think that's it.
And then
we're going to just vote on it. Just
oh, aye.
Yeah, because you got to do it unanimous.
Yeah.
Vote
on it.
Just on that same subject, is that happening with all the committees or just
this committee? Just this committee has been the only one that's requested.
We missed 8 months.
Oh, has this change gone to the other committees?
No, it has not.
It's not going, there's no
change. If any of the other committees want it,
okay.
They can ask for it.
All right.
Okay, item two.
Item two. So, there's an interesting little, what the law states, and it's been evolving a little bit and changing. And it becomes a little bit complicated for our management staff when it comes to understanding what the legal requirements are for public works contracts. So we drew up this policy, which essentially says it's kind of a work through problem solving to determine one of two things. Well, to determine whether or not it is a public works contract subject to DIR rules and public works contracting law. Two, whether or not it is a required that it be the project be registered with the Department of Industrial Relations, and three, whether or not the amounts qualify for registering with DIR, and when prevailing wage kicks in. And essentially, in a nutshell, anytime you have a project that's over $1,000, you must, it's a public works project, either maintenance or building, that's over $1,000, you must pay prevailing, you can only hire contractors that pay prevailing wage. If the maintenance project is $15,000 or above, they have to register with DIR. It becomes a DIR registered project. If it is new construction that you're building, it's $25,000. Anything $25,000 and above must be registered with DIR. So it got a little, I made it sound fairly simple, but here's the steps they go through to determine whether or not we got to go through those hoopla's. And so it's been put down in a policy. We're going to recommend that this policy be approved by the committee and then ultimately approved by the board.
So this gives the staff sort of a decision tree as they go through. They look at the amount, they look whether it's maintenance, whether it's construction, whether it's DIR, non-DIR, prevailing wage, non-prevailing wage. So prevailing wage that can actually come in less than $1,000.
Yeah, and decision tree is a perfect description of what this is.
Okay. Like that, it seems straightforward to me, but I haven't looked at a contract.
So in number 5A, should that be new construction or is it rehab also?
Well, if it's rehab, it would be it's new construction. Otherwise, it would be a maintenance. And I think the maintenance is anything over 15 grand. New construction is 25 grand.
So putting the roof on here, even though it's construction, is considered maintenance. Or adding a wall in here is considered maintenance, even though it's construction.
Yes, so it's but only, maybe building a new equipment shed.
That's construction. It's not modifying something that exists.
Yeah, that's my
So then that would be clear. So to me, that was a little clear when I read that. You know what I mean?
Well, you have to kind of follow that decision tree through.
There's no logical way to really make it fall inside. There's some kind of bounce back and forth. Like number two is kind of like, well, did you cover that in one?
Yeah.
Well, the ones I've seen, like this is years ago when I worked in construction. I mean, the engineers drew out a little flowchart. I mean, it's the same thing. It's that set of words. They have little boxes.
It's like org chart. It's like a org chart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's not a bad way to do it either. Yeah.
It was like the lighting.
Yeah.
It accomplished the same.
And if it's like military, it actually ends up to be a circle and nothing is accomplished. That's how we do our org charts.
When you get down to five,
DIR is the Department of
Industrial Relations.
That's a State Department. Yeah. And I'm sure it clears things up. It's a bit cumbersome, but I imagine by just following the steps, it clears things up. So I'm all in favor of doing whatever helps people
understand. The fines are significant. It can be $10,000 a whack. So it's important that my staff have a decision tree to follow, and then they're responsible for making sure to comply with the law.
What you don't want is DIR coming in and saying, "I want to see your time cards and the time cards."
Right. And by the way, we've had that. There are companies that exist out there that have asked on the filtration project. Remember that? We had a company that said we want all the payroll benefits and everything for everybody on that project, and we had it.
I used to do a lot of public works. Hey, you kicked your ball in here, puppy. Same thing. I had to submit for prevailing wage. It's easy when you're union, though, because you're already meeting prevailing wage. And the easiest thing to do is hire a union contractor because you have absolutely no problem with certified payroll. Anyway, I'm good.
Okay, you're good. I'm good. I'll move.
And second.
All in favor is aye. It's approved. We'll go to the board.
Excellent.
Thank you.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Keep it simple.
Sure.
All right.
Okay. If you